Hi, I'm Steve Malanga, senior editor at City Journal and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And I'm here with Josh Barrow to discuss his new piece, Pension Promises, Real and Imagined, which appears on our Public Sector Inc. website. Josh, in the piece you note that state legislators and officials around the country are starting to say that their long-term pension costs are simply unsustainable under the current system and they need to make changes. Public employee unions, however, are objecting, and in some cases they're objecting because they're saying, you made promises to us, how can you now break these promises? In the piece, you focus in on the promises that are real and those that are what you call imagined. Tell me, first of all, which promises are the ones that are difficult to break because they are real?
Sure. Well, I mean, you can break the stream of payments that a pension fund can expect to make into three categories. The first is payments for benefits that have already been accrued. That is work that employees provided in the past that earned them pension benefits. And those, I'd say, are real promises. It's actually similar to a bond. A bondholder gives a state money in exchange for a valuable promise to be paid later. A worker does the same, except that they, instead of money, they provide labor. And some of those promises were unwise and excessively generous, but they were, in fact, duly promised by state governments. But there are two other categories of payments that funds can also expect to make that sometimes get lumped into the promise category but really aren't. The second one is future accruals that will be earned by current employees. So you can have an employee who's 24 and has been on the payroll for a year and they've earned a little bit of credit in the pension system but not very much. They can expect, you know, a full 30-year career, and in some states, legislators are acting like they need to hold those future benefit rights harmless. But I don't see why they should. That's not really a promise any more than a bondholder has been promised that he can buy more bonds at a future date on the same terms that he bought in the past. States should feel free to say, you know, these pensions are unaffordable. You can keep what you've earned to date, but we're not going to let you accrue more credits in this pension system. And the third category is benefits for workers that aren't even on the payroll yet who might be hired in the future. So I would say that a state that's having to restructure its pension benefits in most cases should be honoring that first category, benefits that are accrued for past work, but feeling free to restructure benefits for future work, whether for current or future employees. But unfortunately, that's not what most states have been doing.
Right. Now, what's the problem with states saying, okay, well, we're not going to contest this. What we're going to do is simply change benefits for going forward for all new employees. Why not just do that?
Well, the problem is that doesn't save very much money in the short term. A lot of states have been taking that approach, and it's better than doing nothing. But really, you're talking about the only payments that get changed are payments that are going to be made decades from now when employees who haven't been hired yet retire. The other problem is that sometimes states will undo those reforms even after they enact them. We've been through this cycle over and over again in New York State. We just enacted a reform in 2009 called the Tier 5. It creates a new so-called pension tier for new employees that requires them to work longer before retirement and to contribute more of their pay to the pension fund, and so the pension's supposed to be less expensive. There's a reason it's called Tier 5 and not Tier 2, which is that we've had three previous efforts to contain the cost of pensions in New York by changing the rules for new hires, and in practice, what happens is, you know, you have a few years where the stock market does well and the pension funds look like they're in good shape, and the unions all come to Albany and start clamoring for what they call tier equity, which is basically undo the austerity measures you did to my tier, make it as good as the older tiers. So I expect we'll be seeing that again with Tier 5. When you make changes for current employees, you simply accrue more benefits in the nearer term and you provide a better solution for the state budget.
Now, you say in the piece that a few states and cities or organizations are making proposals that get it right, and I assume by getting it right, meaning make the right kinds of changes that have an impact now. Talk about some of those reforms.
Talking about them getting it right in the piece, I'm purely talking about which classes of benefits they impact. I don't think that for example, I talk about a proposal out of the Civic Committee of the Commercial Club of Chicago that would hold harmless all the existing accrued pension benefits and retirees would see no changes, but new employees and current employees would stop contributing to the existing pension system, instead would have a new pension system on less generous terms, or they opt into a 401k. I would make some changes to that. I would only offer them a 401k, but I think in terms of affecting the right class of benefits, they've really hit on the right areas there. A minority of states are actually doing something that affects all kinds of benefits, including benefits for retirees. For example, three states have enacted changes to cost of living adjustments that effectively reduce the value of everybody's pension. And I think, you know, I understand why states in severe fiscal distress might feel the need to do that, but I think that's not the preferred approach. I think the sort of approach that, for example, has been laid out in Illinois is more appropriate.
Now, along those lines, you do say, nonetheless, there are people out there who say these promises were made by people, the politicians, who never considered whether they could be kept. And as a result of that, there are people who are arguing that even what you describe as Category 1 benefits, the benefits that are already accrued, don't have to be paid back. What is, if anything, the legal foundation for that argument? Is it something that potentially might happen? Or under what circumstances might a state or a municipality not pay back even benefits that have been accrued?
Well, legally, I think that there are many states and municipalities that can abrogate those Category 1 benefits if they want to. Currently, the three states that have enacted reforms that do that through this mechanism of reducing COLAs are in litigation right now. The pension beneficiaries are suing, claiming that that was illegal, and we'll see whether that's upheld. I mean, even separate and apart from whether states have the legal authority to do that, it's another question whether they should do it. I would, again, compare it to bonds. There have been many cases where governments have unwisely issued bonds, and you could look at that and say, you know, gee, what a bunch of dopes. That was a bad idea. But you don't then say, well, then we don't have to pay the bondholders. It's a promise that you generally have to keep. There are situations where default is the best option. I mean, for municipalities, we have municipal bankruptcy for a reason. There's talk about whether we need a state bankruptcy code, and you've had state defaults mostly in the 1800s. Arkansas did default on its bonds during the Great Depression. But generally, you should be in really, really severe financial distress before you're thinking about doing that. And I would say, when we think about defaulting on these kind of Category 1 pension promises, you should be thinking about that about the same time that you would be thinking about defaulting on your bonds, which is a very rare case.
Thanks, Josh. For more about this, you can go to www.publicsectorinc.com. I'm Steve Malanga of the Manhattan Institute. Thank you.